Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Phyllis Martin is here, too, because we always have fun when Phyllis joins us. Phyllis is, as I mentioned, is the author of Word Watchers Handbook, and as well as a number of other books, folks, that she has either authored or contributed to. She's a syndicated columnist. She is has a radio show. She's a human resources expert and professional, having had that experience in her professional career, and just an outstanding speaker and basically just a renaissance woman. She's our good friend. I'm glad to say she's a member of our Brain Trust. Phyllis Martin, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. So good to be here.
It's good to have you back. You're still doing your radio show?
Oh, absolutely. And the thing I'm doing most recently, and this is kind of going off our subject, but we're talking about having a cliche alert. So you can talk about figures, speech habits that you want to get rid of.
Cliche alert. All right. When we get through with our little, we'll get through. We may get through with the main topic. I think I'd like to touch on that as we wrap up the show. So we'll think about doing that. But I have some questions for you about the cliche. But first, I know you want to talk about professional memberships.
Oh, indeed,
tell us why professional memberships are important for small business owners.
Oh, so important, because you don't belong to a large company if you're a small business owner. So you need to have your network out there. And, of course, I belong to so many national groups, in particular human resources, and you could call your friends and get a reference check that you could not possibly get any other way.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find awareness of new approaches that are solving problems. In fact, I went to a human resource meeting this last week, and they were talking about fingerprint login,
right,
how you can cut worker hijinks by that,
mm-hmm,
because you have your employees log in with a fingerprint, so
right,
they can't sign in for somebody else.
Right.
But you need to know,
if that's the only access to the building, then you know who was there at that moment in time.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a safety feature, and those who have tried it seem to really like it.
Well, and the point you're making is that by being a member of a larger organization like a national trade group or some professional organization, you learn about these things. I know you're exactly right, Phyllis. When we're in our small businesses, in our small towns, and you know, even if you're a member of the Chamber of Commerce, which I certainly encourage you to do.
Oh, absolutely.
You still sometimes have a tendency to become provincial, to put borders up around you, and to not really know what's going on out in that great wide world. But if you are members of a larger organization and you do communicate, you do talk to people across the state and across the country, maybe around the world, it really opens your horizons up, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, and they'll push your products. Jim, I belong to the Association for Women in Communications, and at national meetings, you know, they have bulletin boards about my books.
Is that right?
They sell books there, and they take part of the profit, but, of course, that
mm-hmm
ups the number of books that are sold.
Right.
And they will tell you, if you belong to an organization, almost any of them, how you get publicity, what you do when you're when someone from the press or the print media, the electronic media calls you, how do you survive interviews? Because
mm-hmm,
if nothing bad happens, you need to know how to talk to the people who are going to be publicizing that.
Well, and you know, people are saying, well, Phyllis, you're an author, you're a speaker, and I own a dry cleaner, so I don't move in the same circles you do. But the thing is that the dry cleaning industry has a national trade group, maybe more than one, maybe several, and that you can join. I know some industries have different ones that you can join, and every one of those have, if not a state office have regional offices that allow you to break it down into smaller groups.
Oh, yes. And what you really should do, look in your newspaper for meetings. And many times when they have a speaker, they want somebody to come.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, that frog in the throat. Listen to the speaker, and you can find out whether that's an association that you would like to join.
Yeah.
They welcome attendees.
Well, exactly. And I'll tell you something else. I know people who are in one, they actually are in one industry, but some of their employees, for example, let's say the accounts receivable clerks, the accounts receivable accountants, or maybe accounts payable, they actually belong to national groups of accounts receivable professionals, for example, or as you said, human resources professionals. You could be in the steel business, but your human resources person could be a member of a national human resources organization.
Oh, yes, and you might pool your money with regard to health benefits.
Yeah.
I don't get my health benefits through my associations, but I'm amazed at how often I get information that I could. And
right.
To the small business person, your health benefits for yourself and for your employees, I don't have to tell anybody.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up, Phyllis, because there's something in the works right now called AHPs, Association Health Plans. This is another advantage, another reason to be a member of a professional organization, folks. The AHPs, Association Health Plans, are not possible right now, but only because it hasn't passed the Senate. It's passed the House 6 times, but we got people in the Senate that are trying to kill these, Phyllis. And what this means is that it means that the association that you belong to in your state can join with other similar associations in other states or regions or nationally and can pool all of their members and buy health care the same way General Motors does, who has employees and members across the states.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm glad.
So basically it gives small business owners and small organizations like small nonprofits, the ability to aggregate and take advantage of that. And that's something that's another great reason to be a member, because I believe this is going to pass before too long.
Oh, good. Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Well, yeah.
But even now, some of your associations will provide health benefits
they
for
do.
You and for your employees.
They do that sometimes, but we still don't have the buying power that we will have when the AHPs. But the point is what Phyllis is saying is there are some of those available right now, but you want to be sitting there as a member of those organizations when the AHPs become law, and that way you can plug in and get a better price on your health care immediately. Quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Phyllis Martin. She's the author of Word Watchers Handbook. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Phyllis Martin, the author of Word Watchers Handbook, now in, is this the third edition or fourth edition?
It's the third edition, but it's the 15th printing.
15th printing. And tell us where it's available,
yes.
Phyllis.
It's available at iUniverse.com.
All right. iUniverse.com. Check it out, folks. It's a great little book. I've been telling you about it for a long time. Ann Landers was one of the first to recognize the beauty of it and wrote about it.
Yeah, and Bill Sapphire, too. Did you know that?
Yep. He's another great American. We're talking about, by the way, what about you? The other books? I know you got you and Bruce have some mysteries out there. Where are they available?
We do. One of them that's going very, very well. In fact, it got a 5-star on Amazon.com.
Congratulations.
And that's Killing is Murder.
And that's available at Amazon. That's by?
By, actually, we
several
collaborated
authors,
on that, and we call that the Seven Sisters Pleiades.
I got you.
Pleiades.
All right. Phyllis, we were talking about being members, joining national or as large a professional organization as we have access to. Another reason why I think is important is sometimes small business owners, we can tend to get a little bit down in the mouth in our business. Things aren't going so well. And we don't want to tell our banker because we don't want him or her to be frightened. We don't want to tell our wives or our husbands because we don't want them to be worried. And we don't want to tell, we don't have anybody we can talk to next door because we don't want our competitors to know that we might not be doing so well. So it's always good to have somebody to call who can be a critic and a safe harbor at the same time. And just to call up and say, hey, how are things going? And maybe find out that, you know, they're experiencing some of the same things that you are. But yet they're in another state or across the country.
Oh, right on. And I think people forget when they're isolated, as you say, that the most important stock you ever own is that investment in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think small business people are afraid to make that particular investment.
Yep.
And while we're on the subject of organizations, I hope that every small business person who's listening knows how they rate with Better Business. Because I talked with someone who was very surprised that he didn't get a good rating.
The Better Business Bureau.
Oh, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, it's critical.
Well, and that's a two. There's a couple of things inside of that, though, Phyllis. Sometimes you need to know what they're saying. I think that's the point you're making because
you may have been
given a rating that you don't deserve by somebody who complained and who just can't be made happy. You know, there are people out there who you just can't make happy.
Oh, absolutely.
And yet they complain to the BBB. And so, I mean, I've seen that happen before.
Oh, absolutely. And to be informed, you know how to deal with it.
Right. Exactly. All right.
You also learn how to get publicity when you belong to these organizations. Sometimes they do it for you, and if they have a newsletter, mm-hmm. they talk about your business in the newsletter.
Right.
And always.
For example, if you are a member of the National Heating and Air Conditioning Organization, and while you were at the last national meeting, you were elected to a committee to study something. Well, they'll send that information to your local paper, and the local paper will say, John Jones recently was, you know, the president of ABC Heating and Air Conditioning recently was selected to be on the Human Resources Committee of the national whatever.
Oh, you're right on.
And you just got some free publicity.
Yes, exactly. And you have to learn how to get it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because the quiet person is passed over to them.
So you have to promote yourself. Is that what you're saying, Phyllis?
Oh, exactly, yes. And learn how to do it with tact and
mm-hmm.
with zest. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be a street fighter, in a sense, when you're a small business person.
Well, that's such an important point. The kind of marketing that's available out there for free is it is free, but it is not easy all the time. You have to take some steps. You have to do some things to make it happen in the right way, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And if you do it for someone else, they'll do it for you.
Right. Exactly. Okay. That's another good reason to be a member of a national association. What's another one?
Oh, my goodness. I think awareness of new approaches to solving problems in your industry, what difficulties are coming along,
mm-hmm.
and you have to know how to do that.
Things that you haven't anticipated other people have and give you a little bit of a heads up on?
Oh, right. And if there's some knowledge that you've gained, how does that affect your company's needs and the people who are working for you?
Phyllis, some states are ahead of other states in terms of how things are going to be. They're called bellwether states. California is one.
Yeah.
Colorado is one, I think. Delaware is one. Florida is one. And so if you know people in those states, you can get a little bit of a taste of how your business, of what's going to be going on in your part of the world in maybe a year or two.
Oh, right. And if you go to the meetings, sometimes you hear speakers who are really going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And you listen to those speakers, and you can get them for your other organizations or maybe to come in and talk to your employees.
Well, and the point you're making, Phyllis, is that if you're the lead, if you're the CEO of your business, it's not just up to you to run your business. You've got to lead your business.
Ah, good.
You got to have that, and you got to have this knowledge that you're talking about, Phyllis, that you learn in these when you attend these meetings. And they're not that expensive, are they, Phyllis?
No, they're really not. And as I said earlier, if you can't afford the dinner meeting, go to hear the speaker until
mm-hmm.
you decide whether or not it's worthwhile to join.
Absolutely. Well said, Phyllis. We're going to have to wrap it up. Thank you for being here, Phyllis. Give us the website for the Word Watchers Handbook again.
Yes, iUniverse.com. And it's
right.
Really worth the price.
Absolutely.
In fact, I use it all the time myself. Word Watchers Handbook. It tells you the words to take out of your speech.
Thanks, Phyllis. We'll see you next time.
You're very welcome.
Phyllis Martin, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be right back with our good friend Joanna Brandy. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.